Now, India is mulling over its trade ties with Tehran over the U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. There are no concerns in the New Delhi that the imposition of more financial and banking sanctions against Iran could disrupt bilateral trade. The two countries in the past managed to make financial arrangements in the rupee rial, and our correspondent Sanjay Sethi reports.
As the United States vows to impose new sanctions on Iran following the pullout of the 2015 nuclear deal, India thinks it could work around the measures. It did so from 2011 to 2013 when it made payments deposited via the overseas branches of the Indian UCO Bank in rupees and euro in Iran. Iran has been a major supplier of crude to India. Oil supplies were reduced under previous sanctions but never stopped. India and Iran also worked out a rupee-rial payment mechanism that worked well.
The problem is that United States will do what is in its best interest. And what I feel, if we want at a regional level to ensure that, you see, the connectivity projects move forward, if we want the trade and, you know, other energy cooperation to move forward, we have to find some innovative ways of staying engaged.
In the port city of Chabahar in southeast of Iran, India has invested $500 million in development projects. The port opens up a strategic transit route between India, Iran and Afghanistan. Road and railways will connect the port via nearly a 900-kilometer road to Afghanistan's border town of Zaranj. Chabahar will also boost India's efforts to connect with resource-rich Central Asia and Russia. A spokesman to India's External Affairs Ministry says the government is monitoring the situation surrounding the future of the Iran deal.
We have emphasized that all parties should engage constructively to address and resolve the issues that have arisen out of JCPOA. And we have always supported a peaceful resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy.
According to India's Commerce Secretary, President Trump's fresh sanctions against Iran will not result in any significant dent in India's exports to Iran. Many here say, should sanctions be reimposed on Iran, Indian bureaucrats will work closely with their counterparts to evolve ways in which payments and other issues related to trade and investment are not severely affected. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.